I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is helping China fight the coronavirus. They packed up and sent thousands of medical supplies this morning. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, the longest border tunnel yet was discovered today. The U.S. Border Patrol says the tunnel is over 4,300 feet long, connecting San Diego to Mexico. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services.
And we are at emergency traffic in Taylorsville due to a crash with injuries southbound I-215's West Belt prior to 4700 South. All traffic getting by on the left. Also, traffic light problems, Redwood Road and 5400 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Another round of light snow on the way for the day on Thursday. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
41 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Are quid pro quos really used frequently in foreign policy? That was one of the many questions from senators today at President Trump's impeachment trial. White House attorney Alan Dershowitz says his client using one to help get reelected would not be an impeachable offense.
We may argue that it's not in the national interest for a particular president to get reelected or for a particular senator or member of Congress. And maybe we're right. It's not in the national interest for everybody who's running to be elected. But for it to be impeachable, you would have to discern that he or she made a decision solely on the basis of, as the House managers put it, corrupt motives.
The lead House manager, Adam Schiff, wasn't buying it.
So this is nothing novel here. You don't require a mind reader. In every criminal case, and I would assume in every impeachment case, yes, you have to show that the president was operating from a corrupt motive, and we have.
Democrats want to hear from former National Security Advisor John Bolton, especially after a draft manuscript of his forthcoming book said that President Trump personally told him that the aid to Ukraine was tied to investigating the Bidens. The White House warning Bolton not to publish the book, claiming it appears to contain significant amounts of classified information. A Boeing 747 full of U.S. citizens arrived today from China.
The CDC says that 201 U.S. citizens who arrived from Wuhan are not in federally mandated quarantine as expected because they are showing no signs of being infected with coronavirus, but they are all adhering to a self-imposed isolation away from the public, so they are essentially quarantined for a few days until they know they don't have coronavirus.
ABC's Alex Stone. Customs and Border Protection says it's discovered the longest smuggling tunnel ever found on the southwestern border, stretching more than three quarters of a mile. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
High on the Hill 2020 In-Depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
If you're diabetic or know someone who is, you probably have already heard about this bill just introduced in the Utah legislature that would cap the price of insulin. The sponsor of the bill is Representative Norm Thurston from Provo, and he's joining us now on the KSL Newsline. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
So what does this bill do?
So this bill is intended to resolve some of the access issues that people who need insulin face on a daily basis, either whether that's due to cost or whether it's due to the difficulty of getting a prescription.
Well, you're proposing a price cap. How much? What would be the maximum somebody would pay?
So we're not proposing a hard price cap like they have proposed in some other states. That's a policy that is not as effective as we want this policy to be. So what we're asking the health plans to do is come to us with a redesigned health plan that guarantees that when one of your patients goes into a pharmacy and they need insulin, but they don't walk out without the insulin because they couldn't afford it. Price caps don't necessarily do that, and so we're asking the health plans to work with us to find better ways to make sure that that never happens.
Well, how much does insulin cost, like, say, the average Utahn?
So if you are talking about retail price, and again, drug pricing is really complicated, but if you're talking about retail price, somebody that's going in and paying cash because they have a deductible or because they don't have insurance, insulin can be as much as $400 to $500 per vial, and that vial may only last somebody a week or 10 days.
And you can bring that down significantly with this legislation.
Oh, absolutely. That retail price is a fiction. I mean, as we all know, that there are certain things where there's the manufacturer's suggested retail price and nobody pays full price. Insulin is one of those cases. Nobody should ever be paying more, even if they're paying all of the money out of their pocket, more than about, I would say, $75 to $80 for a vial of insulin. That would be, and that maybe is on the high side.
So how's your bill being received on Capitol Hill?
I think there are a lot of people who know that this is a problem, and there are a lot of people who applaud the idea that we're going to do something innovative and different than has been in other states. There are some of the stakeholders in the industry that are a little bit nervous that we're trying to do something a little too innovative, but I'm not going to shy away from it. I'm going to ask them to come to the table. If we can't come up with something better than a cap, we may have to do a cap. But I don't want to do a cap. I want to do something better than a cap.
Well, if you can bring down the price of prescription medication, you'd be a hero. Representative Norm Thurston from Provo, thank you for joining us on KSL. Emergency traffic now. We're brought to you by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services. And here's Ricky Meese.
We do have emergency traffic due to a multiple vehicle crash with injuries. Southbound I-215's West Belt prior to 4700 South in Taylorsville. Only one far left lane of traffic getting by. Two other problems in Taylorsville. One quite unique. A paint spill on the road. Literally wet paint affecting traffic. Eastbound 4700 South, 2700 West. Drivers are encouraged to avoid the area. Use an alternate route. It's going to be blocked off while they get it cleaned up anyway. A traffic light malfunctioning causing delays. Redwood Road, 5400 South. Northbound traffic, I-15, heavy and slow from Draper up to Midvale, where we had an earlier accident approaching 7200 South. Michelle?
Well, we have a wreck in West Valley at 4700 South and 6000 West. Bangor Highway moving along well, just minor slowing in Taylorsville, and I-15 running at posted speeds downtown Salt Lake to Payson. Steve?
And more emergency traffic on northbound Legacy Parkway due to a crash in Farmington at about 1500 South. That's causing big backups down to 400 North in Centerville. Meantime, northbound 15 all clear from downtown all the way through Davis, Weber, and Boxilar counties. And the typical slowdowns on southbound Foothill Drive as you roll out from the U between Sunnyside and Parley's Way. Updating your kitchen in 2020? Visit Durden's Appliance, 5th South in Bountiful, where they meet any competitor's price and try before you buy in 8 custom kitchens. Durden's, brands you know at prices you'll love. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check the 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie's in the studio, and we're not done with this snow yet?
Yes and no. I mean, again, this morning we had a little bit. We talked about how there wasn't a lot of moisture. It would be coming through quick, and it would mainly sit up on grassy surfaces. Tomorrow, going to play out the same way. The only difference is instead of getting started overnight, it'll start right around 7 in the morning, and it'll go into the afternoon. But again, you'd be looking at an inch over the course of maybe 4 or 5 hours.
And given the temperature, it's not going to be a big problem.
Yeah,
on the roads.
It really won't be. It'll be a lot like this morning where there'll be some minor inconveniences and then, you know, one accident backs everything up. But just something to keep in mind tomorrow morning. After that, we're good the rest of the week. In fact, the weekend looks great.
How great?
50s for highs.
Okay, be specific.
We'll go 50 for Saturday and 54 for Sunday. Would you like me to stop there because you don't want to know what happens the next day?
No, I think it's my job to ask you what happens next on Monday.
20-degree drop in temperatures. Looks like we got a decent storm on the way on Monday. Highs on Monday, 33.
Okay, so everybody was going to stay home on Monday after the Super Bowl. There's
one
reason.
You now have an excuse. Yeah, you're sick. The weather got you sick.
All right, thanks a lot. Dan Guthrie, 41 degrees, KSL News Time, 423.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With a rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
Hi there. Welcome to JCW's. What can I get for you today?
Hey, yeah, I'd like a ranch bacon burger in a combo with onion rings, please.
Okay, got it. And for you, sir?
Uh-huh. I can't decide. There's so much.
Oh, go for the Hawaiian burger. That thing's a humdinger.
A hum-water?
Yeah, it's a third-pound burger, and they pile a bunch of ham on it, and then top it off with a thick slice of pineapple. You know, JCW's. Quality and a lot of it. Now hurry up.
Is he serious?
Well, actually, all our burgers are one-third pound at JCW's.
Humdinger, huh?
Uh-huh.
Guess he is. Okay, done. I'll take the Hawaiian, a grasshopper shake.
Ooh, good choice.
Fries.
Hey, this is Clark for JCW's, the Burger Boys. Stop into any of our five locations today and experience quality food and service at its best. We're located in American Fork, Thanksgiving Point, Provo, South Jordan, and our new location in Harriman. Come in and see why at JCW's we believe in quality and a lot of it.
The Black Diamond experts are super excited for the big game on Sunday, and they have a super deal for you this week only. Mention the Super Radio ad and save $75 off any repair or replacement service. You heard right, $75 off electric, plumbing, heating and air repair, or replacement. Black Diamond experts provide super service all along the Wasatch Front, with technicians and offices near you. Always at a fair price, 24/7, even on Sundays. They even offer free second opinion, so you can have peace of mind knowing you're getting the right service at the right price. Whether you need a furnace repair, a new toilet, or an outlet installed for your flat screen, they do it all. Give Black Diamond Experts a call, 801-207-7976, or mention the Super Radio ad to save $75 off any repair or replacement. Financing options are available too, but act fast, because this super offer expires on Super Sunday.
We're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by your Utah Honda Certified Vehicles. General Electric has announced impressive fourth quarter earnings. The company surpassed expectations. The cash flow more than $2 billion. GE stock was up 10% today. The market was a mixed bag. The Dow was up 11. The S&P dropped 2. The NASDAQ gained 5 points. KSL News Time 426. You know that Facebook knows where you've been online. Because everywhere you go, they tell Facebook where you've been. But now you can change all that.
I know. That's a little confusing, right? But that's the whole reason why when you go to a website to buy sunglasses, the next thing you know, Facebook has got a million ads for you with sunglasses for you to buy.
So they've released a tool to stop that.
Yes. And I know, like, the privacy settings of Facebook is where fun goes to die, but it's not that hard and it's interesting. They, like, give you a breakdown of your online day. It's a snapshot. It's called the Off Facebook Activity Tool. When you go in there, you'll see like everywhere you visited. And then you can kind of click a few buttons which say, you know what? I don't want this website to tell you where I've been.
So where? What did it grab from you? What did you see there?
Like every newspaper I visit to research stories for here, National Geographic, Scientific American, like Words with Friends, like the sniper game I like to play is on there. Like when I go look at stuff for the Jazz on SLC Dunk, monsterjam.com, because I took my kid to go see some monster trucks.
Like, so you got rid of all of it?
I got rid of all of it. And you can like have it done permanently, or you can kind of pick and choose.
Okay. Google it. Privacy settings for Facebook. KSL News Time 427.